Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the name Al-Haleem. Al-Haleem is the name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Haleem is translated as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most forbearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most forbearing. Now, when the word Haleem in the Arabic language is described upon someone from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will have a very different meaning. If you call a human being Haleem, it means that this man has the power to restrain negative emotions. He has the power to restrain from negative emotions. Insan has positive, negative emotions, and for him to take control and to take control of his anger, not to do something which will put him in a difficult position or to put him in a position where thereafter he will feel shameful. And so that is the meaning of Haleem. But when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is Haleem, the meaning is very, very different. When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haleem, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks and gives a person a lot of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks and He gives a person a lot of time, and at the same time Allah does not punish him despite the fact that it must warrant a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he has done something that generally, if we look at the rulings, he should not get away with that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks that, gives him a lot of time, and does not punish him, and this man thereafter is still free to continue with whatever he is doing. So this is the meaning of Al-Haleem, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haleem. Now in the Arabic language, the root words are Ha, Lam and Meem. You will also find that when someone reaches the age of adulthood, he becomes Baligh. The word in the Arabic language is also Hilm, that this man is now from the Ulul Ahlam. So he has reached that age where he is now mature, he's become an adult. So why do the Arabs call that person Hilm? Because generally now you would not expect him to do something that would be immature or something that is nonsensical. that you would expect now from that person to take his responsibility, to understand that what I am doing, I will have to give an answer to the actions that I do in this world. So that is why also in the Arabic language, you will find that the word hilm is used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to impose blame upon people for what they have earned, if Allah was to impose blame of people for what they have earned, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ, you would not see a single creature moving on this earth. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defers the matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defers that for an appointed time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that man a lot of chance. Allah is giving him a lot of chance. You will find that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi also explains this name, Al-Halim. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that Al-Halim means, despite the fact that a man or a woman is an open sinner, open transgression that is there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not seize him immediately. It does not incite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seize him. That is what Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said. This man is openly sinning. And sometimes we have to be very, very careful. Sometimes we think that we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything is running fine, everything is running fine, we feel everything is fine. Sometimes a person even feels that perhaps Allah is happy with me. Can you imagine, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy with you when you are disobeying Him? How is that possible? The shaitan actually puts a curtain, a veil in the mind. And he is there disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah does not seize him, Allah does not grip him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not punished him. He feels very, very comfortable and he continues with his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers. Just to give you an example, imagine that someone caught you red-handed. Someone caught you doing something wrong. And the one who catches you is very close to you, someone who is beloved to you. How would a person feel? How would he react when you are completely in the wrong? What an embarrassment it would be. Imagine that. That you do something which is wrong and you are caught red-handed. That this is something that is never expected from you. And the one who has caught you, the one who has seen everything, who is a witness to what you have done, is someone who is very close to you. What an embarrassment it would be. That person is thinking of you to be a great individual. He thinks of you to be a very high individual. A man of honor, a woman of honor, and this is what you are doing. Now what happens is that he has done something wrong, but the one who has caught him doing something wrong, he or she pretends that nothing has happened. And he or she overlooks the matter and turns the other side. Does not give you even the slightest hint that, you know what, I've seen everything. He or she keeps the relationship with you and life continues amicably. But yet this person knows that so and so person, it is of his high character that he has not put me on the spot, he has not embarrassed me. that He has not put me to shame, that He is still maintaining a good relationship with me. That is the lofty character of that person. How would he feel? A mixture of feelings. Embarrassment, regret perhaps. How would he feel? He might even feel thankful, in a sense that he wants to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he did not have to stand in front of that person and give answers to the criminality that he has been caught with. So he might even be thankful. And he might even make a firm promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Bari ta'ala, from now on I will never ever do anything like this that will put me in this regretful situation. He promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine, unfortunately, this is our situation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. Every day. We are doing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, no, this is guna, these are sins that you are committing, but yet this man indulges, and he also knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and seeing and knows everything. Subhanallah. But despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not gripping him. Allah has not seized him yet. Allah has not seized him yet. Why? Why, my respected brothers? This is something very important for us to understand. Generally, human beings, they appreciate forbearance in human beings. They appreciate forbearance in human beings. If a child goes to school and he has done something that for sure would warrant a detention for him, that this boy hasn't done his homework, then there is a detention. And he knows now that there is detention for me in school. But then the teacher calls him and says, you know what, I'm giving you a chance. What does the teacher say? I'm giving you a chance. Why does the teacher give chance? Maybe this student will learn, if another opportunity is given, that he will do his homework. So maybe at the discretion, the teacher gives that person a chance. You are speeding and not realizing that the police are behind you, and they stop you and they say to you that, do you know what you have been doing? Do you know your mistake? Or whatever, how they generally would approach. And you might even say, yes, I'm speeding. But then the police or the officer looks at you and then he says, you know what, automatically this is 3 points and a fine for you. 3 points and a fine for you. But today I give you a chance. I let you off. Next time be very careful. How would you feel? A person would take heed. A person would understand that already the police have caught me. The next time it should not happen, because I may not get a second chance. I may not get a second chance. Our youth that are here, don't think that I'm young and I have many years in front of me. We should not think like that. For death has no age. For death has no age. If you go to the hospitals, you'll find young individuals, boys and girls, that are sleeping on the hospital beds. The Kabristan is filled with young boys and girls. Death has no age. The shaitan wants to deceive us. Sometimes we have ill habits And we think that, you know what, nobody is watching. Let me go ahead, let me go ahead. And this chance that is given is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving you a lot of chances, a lot of chances, a lot of chances. Why? So that you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not to take advantage in the negative manner of the chances that are given to us. Never ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. We understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Haleem. And Allah is saying that I am Al-Haleem. It means that I give you a lot of reprieve and chance, respite. A lot of time is given to you. And I overlook everything. And I don't punish you immediately. I don't punish you immediately. In fact, we see this even for the disbelievers. That sometimes you'll see that the kuffar or the disbelievers are doing things that would generally boil your blood. What is happening here? Kya ho raha hai? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also giving them that chance. That whatever you are doing, you can do in this dunya. But in the hereafter, it is Jahannam that you will have to face. Jahannam that you have to face. We the people of Iman have the knowledge. Allah has given us this understanding. That is the meaning of Al-Haleem. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to return back. We are thankful to those who give us a chance in this dunya, for dunya. Then imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every day the sins that we commit, Allahu Akbar, we have to now lift up our hands and do tawbah with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bari ta'ala, from now on we are to change. This is what we have to do. There is one hadith which is in Tabarani Sharif. You have the two scribes, one to the right and one to the left. If you do good deeds, the one who is sitting who is towards your right is there immediately. He will register and record all your deeds. MashaAllah, we have read Maghrib Salah, our Nawafil, our Adhkar. It's recorded, registered. And then you have another scribe to the left. Now this left scribe, this angel, his duty is to register and record the sins that we commit. It is said that when a person commits a sin, the scribe that is sitting to the left will not write and register the sin immediately. How Haleem is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he does something good, the scribe to the right, Allah gives him the order. In fact, that is his mission, that immediately it must be noted. Foran. Isne neki kar li. But if he commits a sin, he is not to write it, it's not to be registered just yet. Then when will it be registered? In the hadith, it also comes that a period of 6 hours are given. How many hours? 6 hours. That scribe is told, wait for 6 hours. In the 6 hours, if he repents, then that sin was never ever committed. Ajib. How merciful is Allah? 6 hours. 6 hours. That possibly in the 6 hours, maybe the next namaz will come within the 6 hours. Maybe Allah will give him the tawfiq. He will realize and he will lift up his hands and he will say, Bari Ta'ala, I repent to you with sincerity. I repent to you with sincerity. That is why shaitan, what he tries to do is that he stops a person from repenting to Allah. We should never ever stop. Always, whatever you have done, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if after 6 hours this man forgets and does not repent to Allah Pak, then he will only write one sin. Only one sin that has been committed. Bas. But within that period, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Haleem. Al-Haleem. Everything goes very, very slowly. We don't realize it. But we have to be very, very careful. That is the meaning of Al-Haleem. Now in Sharia also, our deen wants us to become Al-Haleem also. The Quran describes Ibrahim alayhi salam as Haleem. Innahu inna Ibrahima la'awwahun Haleem. Inna Ibrahima la'awwahun Haleem. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was tender-hearted. Tender-hearted and of most forbearance. Of most forbearance. He was Haleem. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best character in a person is the quality of hilm that is inside him. That is the best character. The crown of character is hilm. And hilm means a man who has the habit to forgive and forget. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, in a way, in our language we would say Allah turns away also. Allah gives respite. If we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook our shortcomings, if we want Allah Pak to overlook our shortcomings, then we should overlook the shortcomings of others. Ye kaida hai. We should overlook it. Choti choti baaton mein biwi ko attack karna. Your wife, she's there. Little mistake, you attack her. What's this? Who are you? Perfect? And women also. Mothers and sisters listening at home. Any small incident, then they start firing from all cylinders at the husband that is at home. This man has got no time to even relax and sit. And it's like the news that is there, always bombarding him. This happened, that happened. Your mother did this, your sisters did that, your brothers do that, your family does this. This is who you are, as if your family is all pious. Forget it. Forget it. This sifat of hilm is very powerful in a person. And you see the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all about hilm. All about hilm. What makes Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam very powerful? That they are complete, 100% they know and they take complete control of their anger. Complete control of their anger. In the battle of Uhud, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had received a lot of injuries. In fact, the helmet that he was wearing, the links of the helmet actually penetrated into the cheeks of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The teeth was also broken and the links were inside the cheeks. And blood was oozing. A lot of difficulty. Allah's Nabi felt discomfort. Allahu Akbar. At that moment, whatever dua Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to do, that is accepted. And he lifts up his hands and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua. Oh my Allah, forgive these people, for they have no knowledge of who I am, that I am the Nabi of Allah. Forgive them, for innahum la ya'lamun, for they have no knowledge. Look at the hilm in a Nabi. Forgive them. They are to attack Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How absurd when you find people saying that Islam is a religion that promotes terror. Kitni jahalat. Kitni jahalat. They have had no time to study Islam. No time. Recently we had a group of farmers who came. They came to Masjid Umar. They also came at the Islam Information Center. Highly learned people and all sort of members of the Conservative Party and educated people. When they came, and it was like they had all the questions, all ready, ammunition, let's attack. Oh, you could hardly breathe before you answer one, number two question. Before number two, number three. Before number three, fourth question is ready. All of them like ganging on you. Huh, Imam this, Imam then what about this, Imam what about this? What's the difference between Sunni and Shiism? What about rights of women? Why this, why that? Can a woman become an Imam? Why can't? And they go on and on, and I say, please catch your breath. Take it easy. You have time, I have time. I can be with you all day. But Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, at the end of that visit, every single one said, we go out from the house of Allah with this positive understanding of Islam and love for Islam. This is the works of the deen. This is what we have to do in this country. This is our duty. This is what Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were doing. Because Islam is the only religion that will answer to all of your questions. Every question, you come. Aao bhai, aao. Whatever question you have. Ah, this is different that you become obstinate and stubborn and you just don't. If I say to you it's daylight and you're saying no, no, it's night, it's different. If you become stubborn, then even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam can't give you hidayat. Abu Jahl did not accept. Abu Lahab did not accept. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was there. So that's different. But generally, any man who is a true seeker, Islam will untie the knot of kufr and give them an answer. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, they don't have no knowledge. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an says that the Bedouins came, and Bedouins are people who don't have good manners or etiquettes generally. And you'll find them to be very crude in their approach. And so they came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from behind, this Bedouin grabbed hold of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's kurta and he started pulling it. And this actually bruised the body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een were angry. What's this? And this Bedouin says, ah, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the treasures that are given to you, the wealth that you have, distribute, for I have no time, and give me what is due to me. And he's pulling the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine somebody doing that to you and I. How would we feel? Bhai, hamari shaan ki to gustakhi ho gayi. Hamari shaan naak kat gayi, meri aur aapki to. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, khatamun nabiyyin, is looking at him with a smile. Can we do that? Can we do that? This is what is called hilm. Hilm. Sometimes what happens is that we need to also understand what festers in the heart. At times you might see an incident and you don't say anything. And you feel pleased that, huh, you see, I've got hilm in me now. So, I didn't say anything. Main to hilm wala ban gaya. But then after 2 months, he completely explodes at that very incident. Remember 2 months ago? You did this. That is not called hilm. By hilm means completely delete. Delete it, it's forgotten, finished. Tana nahi dene ka. Don't taunt a person. This is not hilm, that you delay attacking him and exploding on him. That's not hilm. There was a man whose name is Zaid bin Sana'a. He was a Jewish monk. His name is Zaid bin Sana'a. And he came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again the same attitude, pulling the upper garment of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, the chadar, pulling it, and it was kind of strangling Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in doing so, he started saying, you the children of Abdul Muttalib, when we give you money, then you delay repaying us the money that is due to us. You the children of Abdul Muttalib, you come to us, we give you, and then you delay repaying the amount that is due to us. Oh, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was there. Who was there? Took the sword out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me permission. Let me behead him, decapitate him. Iski gardan hi uradu. Behuda insan. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling and says, did this to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an gets angry and he starts saying things. What is this? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling and saying, Umar, this is not the right approach. This is not the right approach. What you should do is you should be telling me that, O Nabi of Allah, what is due, you should give it to him. And you should be telling him, this Jewish monk that is here, that you have come, we are not people who will betray you, but we still have 3 days for that repayment. But you have come early, we still have 3 days. And in the 3 days we were to repay you. And so this is how you are to speak. And so Hazrat Umar started shouting at him. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, right, Umar, repay him. When you repay him, you repay him 20 extra sa' also. This is in compensation of what you were saying to him because you frightened him. If we pay him, the repayment is due, but give him compensation, 20 extra sa' because a man like you frightened him. Umar was a big man. Very powerful. Hazrat Umar gave. This was a catalyst for that person to become a Muslim. Bahana thai. And that Jewish man came and he became a Muslim. And he said, no, I have read in my scriptures. In my scriptures it is mentioned that the last Nabi is a Nabi that has the highest level of forbearance. And I wanted to test you. And I came to test you. Allahu Akbar. That lady who poisoned the meat which was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, miraculously that one portion spoke out and said, O Nabi of Allah, don't eat me, masmoom ana, I have been poisoned. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it down. Sahaba quickly came and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we take retribution? And Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said, La, no. This is what we call hilm. This is what we call hilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Amen. Just one beautiful story of the Quran, just a few more minutes. In the Quran, in Surah Qalam, Allah speaks of a group of people. A man who was a very pious man, he had many children, many sons. And this is the story of a man who owns a garden in Surah Qalam. And so the father's habit was generally, Allah had blessed him with a lot of land, laden with trees, green trees, with a lot of fruits. It would bear a lot of fruits. And during harvesting period, he would pluck out all the fruits and the poor masakeen would gather around him and the garden. And he would distribute a great amount of fruits to the poor people free of charge. This was his habit. So every year during the harvesting period, people, the poor people, masakin, would come to the gates of his garden and he would happily give, happily give, happily give. And then one day this pious man, the father passed away. But his sons were not very pious. This can happen. That's why I say, gone are our forefathers who were charitable, who were big-hearted people. They are resting in their Kabristan. This ummah today is very different. Besides a few. Those people are resting. They were sincere people. Allahu Akbar. Ever ready for the sake of deen. And so the children said, they deemed their father to be foolish. That what a foolish man our father was, illiterate. That so much harvest and fruits that we have, he decides to give all of that, much of it, free without any return. What a foolish man he is. And so the Quran says that they decided and they made mashwara that we will not give anything to the poor masakin. وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ وَغَدَوْا عَلَى حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. And above it says, وَلَا يَسْتَسْنُونَ فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ. And what had happened, they decided that in the night they will wake up early and they will pluck all the fruits and put all the fruits away, so when the masakin come, poor people come, there's nothing for them. We will say there's nothing here. They were saying this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed their crops and their gardens in the night as a form of punishment. Allah destroyed everything. Allah destroyed everything. Then some from them said that, I think what we did was a mistake. And what we should have done is followed what our father was doing. The tafsir of Baghawi says that the sons actually took heed. In one tafsir, tafsir Baghawi, it is mentioned that the sons took heed. And what they did is they repented. And they said, we will follow what our father did. And Allah blessed them again with that same garden and gave them, subhanallah, trees and fruits in many folds. And they would also give and distribute to the fuqara. The reason what I have said, why I have mentioned this is, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a chance and Allah save us. If Allah can grip you and seize you, even then we have to be humble and we have to, subhanallah, understand that this is from Allah and we have to change our lifestyle or something that we are doing is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all to become people of hilm and to follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.